joining me on the phone now, Ann Keeble, who is co-owner of Michigan Production Studios. Good evening, Ann. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Thank you. Ready for a nice weekend.
Well, we all are, and we're off to a steamy start, aren't we?
Oh, you know what? It's great for the skin.
It is very good for this. It is. I am not going to complain about it. That is for sure. First, tell me about Michigan Production Studios, when you opened it, and what you do. You make films.
Yeah, we had four films last year in 2010. We're in Rochester Hills, and we opened up. We actually started working in 2008, but we opened up the studio last year in the spring.
And timing is everything, isn't it, Ann?
It is, yeah.
Timing is everything. So can I assume that that you opened up to take advantage of Michigan's film tax credits at the time?
That was a very strong point for us. We felt that the government at that time was really proactive in trying to get some industry here in our state.
And now that those incentives are in jeopardy, how are things looking for your studio, for Michigan Production Studios?
Well, our studio is going to exist. I mean, we're an infrastructure that's around, and we're up and running and going. The change of marketing and planning and how we address things with our clients is different, and we have to basically now hold their hands and keep them from thinking negatively of Michigan, because we just look so fickle in all our ventures the last 3 months. So we do a lot of hand-holding. We try to let them know that Michigan isn't a lost state. We try to remain a class act and encourage businesses to still come here despite our negative governor.
What is happening today at Raleigh Studios in Pontiac? There was a rally that began at 3 o'clock today. Were you able to attend any of that? I know you were working on, a film today, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in Richmond, Michigan on a film called Margarine Wars. We were there all week, and they're still filming there next week. But I did catch part of it. I did get an opportunity to go to Raleigh and just catch up with some of the things and some of the positive things. I'm trying to stay very positive.
I'll give you credit for that, Ann.
Thanks. So, I did appreciate the things that the senators had to share with the audience. They are working hard. I don't feel like our legislation has given up. I think we're just still trying to educate our freshmen or those that are less informed on the positive parts of our industry. And once we get everybody educated and smart, I think the light will go on, you know, and we can progress forward after that.
So it was important and of note that State Senator Mike Kowal came down to be with you all. Was it a give and take with him listening as well as telling you what's happening at the Capitol on this issue?
Oh, you know, it's hard for me to speak for him of whether or not it's a give or take. I mean, for him to make the efforts that he did, I sure think that is a strong suit for him to even acknowledge us, to respect us, and to want to converse with us and share his thoughts. So whether a give or take or... that's hard to say, but I really, really am grateful that he spent the time that he did.
Well, I didn't word the question. I guess at the rally today, was he telling you what was happening at the Capitol in terms of this legislation, as well as listening to what the folks in the film industry need?
Did he listen? Did he listen?
Do you think he was hearing what you all had to say about the value of the film industry in the state of Michigan and the dollars it brings in?
Sure. You know, I don't think he would have spent the energies that he did coming to the rally and speaking to everybody if he didn't respect what was being said. Yeah, so I think he's a very positive, open-minded person to take everything in.
The $25 million cap that the governor has proposed, is that enough to keep the film industry moving in the state of Michigan, or does there need to be some movement on that?
Here's how I feel about that. If we want to just be mediocre, if we want to just continue to be the little state that's hurting and just not wanting to step up, $25 million is going to be okay. You know, it's nothing. It's going to be just small films, little bit of spitter spatter here and there. It won't be anything significant for us to make a statement that we want to be one of the best states out there. Are you still with me?
I sure am. I'm listening.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have a call coming in.
Oh. But,
But my point is, we have to encourage to be better, and to be 25 million and capped, we are just minute little, or a little minute state then, and we don't offer much. But if we have an open cap or a generous cap, one that'll roll over year after year, and we're letting the production houses know that we mean business and we're great at what we do and we're a class act, then we open it up and we encourage more business. We don't cap it at a small amount. We don't want the piddly little stuff. You know, we don't want somebody else's scraps. We want to be a very strong industry.
And you were seeing that rising along with your studio as well, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. I tell you, the last couple of years, I have met some fabulous people from New York, from Toronto, from L.A., from Florida. We've had people coming in from so many different areas. And the nice thing about this is they come in, and they like us, and they work with us, and they teach us, and they share with us their own experiences. We have grown into a wonderful crew of people. On the film set up in Richmond, everybody's loving each other, working well together. It's like a harmony. It's like an orchestra that's playing, and it was all Michigan people on this crew. It was wonderful.
Well, the 6-for-1 brigade alludes to the Ernst & Young study that was done on dollars spent and dollars returned in the industry. There's been different interpretations of that, but do I guess accurately that you think it the dollars are there, the numbers speak for themselves?
The numbers and the economy speaks for itself. There's so many businesses that have been rescued by this industry. I know of a few shops just in Rochester Hills, where our studio is, where they were borderline closing their doors and filing bankruptcy papers. And because we had just 4 films at our place last year, they've been able to keep active in the economy, stay active in the communities, and support the visitors that were coming in from out of state.
Are you hopeful that there's still some room for movement on this issue? Since, I mean, it hasn't happened yet. It hasn't passed through yet. Are you hopeful there's room?
You know, I'm like the eternal optimist. You know, I have to keep my mind and my heart open, because otherwise I would have moved out of here. So I'm staying optimistic. The governor is an intelligent man. He does quote himself as a nerd. And unfortunately, all the nerds that I know are kind of like the Steve Urkels and the Pee Wee Hermans of the world. So I'm not quite a follower of a nerd, but I do understand that he's a smart man, and I think he just needs to be in tune and educated on how this industry works.
And I'm you're one of the folks who is doing that. That is for sure. Anne, I appreciate your time tonight. I know you'd like to stay making movies in the state of Michigan, along with the other studios who are here doing the same thing. So I appreciate your time tonight to educate myself and my listeners on this issue. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll keep following the story.
All right. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank
Bye,
you
Cheryl.
Very much. Anne Keeble, who is co-owner of Michigan Production Studios in the Detroit area. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.